was full of cotton wool, my pen was full of bile. It was one of those days when everything's grey and nothing seems worthwhile. The radio played the sort of crap the music hacks acclaim. I don't know why they call them songs, they don't deserve the name. And so I vowed I'd never write another song. When something weird occurred, and out of the dusty air a ghostly shape appeared, and I heard myself exclaiming, mon Dieu, zut alors, immense. I know that pipe and that moustache is the ghost of Georges Brassens. I know that pipe and that moustache is the ghost of Georges Brassens. I said, Georges, what are you doing here? I've seen your grave inset. He said, I've come to tell you that you shouldn't give up yet. It's all very well for you, Georges. Your songs brought your fame. You sold a multitude of records and all France knew your name. He said, until the age of 31, I never earned a cent. I remember the very first cheque I got, I didn't know what it meant. I never wrote for money, and I never wanted fame. And if my songs had never earned us, who would have written them just the same? If my songs had never earned us, who would have written them just the same? You know, for me to be in the public, I was always an ordeal. The trappings of celebrity for me had no appeal. My needs were few. For years I lived on little more than bread and cheese. In the world of fame and fashion, I could not feel at ease. This lust for money and possessions hasn't done the world much good. For myself, I always tried to earn as little as I could. Friendship, les copains, that's what mattered in the end. And the thing that I'm most proud of is I never lost a friend. The thing that I'm most proud of is I never lost a friend. The thing is, yours, I said, my songs have sometimes caused offence to Christians, royalists, Zionists, coppers and others too numerous to list. Eh, alors, he shrugged, some critics called my songs debased, unpatriotic, sacrilegious and inexorable taste. They didn't like the way my songs debunked authority, the law, the church, the military, eh, la gendarmerie. I lived my life, I wrote my songs the way I wanted to, and if les braves gens disapproved, I told them, je m'en fous. And if les braves gens disapproved, I told them, je m'en fous. For me, song has a value that money cannot buy. For songs have been my passion, the salvation of my life. The songs that I created were a gift that I could share, and I would not cheat the public, so I crafted them with care. I chose the best and brightest words and taught them how to dance. I tried up many tunes to find the one that would enhance the words. I labored long and hard to polish, shape, refine every rhyme and every stanza, every bar and every line. And by the way, that tune you're singing sounds like one of mine. I died too soon with many songs unborn, and that's my own regret. Remember that, he said, and now I must return to set. Merci, I said, is always good communing with the dead. And the lyrics of this song began revolving in my head. The lyrics of this song began revolving in my head.